many of our students, I would say, in the California state system, whether it's a student who is first generation, we know that education completely changes the course of their lives. And this is also true in the UC system, but not as much. And the opportunity to work with those kinds of students and the opportunity to work particularly at Sonoma State, which is a small, I consider it to kind of be a boutique liberal arts feel to it compared to some of the other CSUs. So it wasn't as I was leaving UC to come to CSU, but it was more like I really wanted to work the toward the end of my career now in a campus, in a system that I felt I could have greater impact on the ground. And so of all places, Sonoma State called, and I'm so committed to the Bay Area. I spent time in Southern California, and every day I was there, I was wishing to come back here. So it was just a perfect opportunity. And I had worked with President Sakaki in the past and knew of her vision, knew what her skills and expertise are, her leadership. And we really worked well together in past settings. And so this was a great opportunity to be able to work with her again.
I love the idea, and I've had people come in, for instance, from the Wine Institute, that they are 100% committed to the idea of bringing forward first-time college students from families who may be involved directly in agriculture or in factories or warehouses, and say, okay, your folks, you know, what your folks have accomplished is amazing and wonderful, and yet we don't want you to be limited by any of that. Come to our campus and the world is your oyster. Are there other examples on the campus where you can make that happen in a direct way?
Well, I think that what's wonderful about the Cal State University system, and particularly Sonoma State, is that we do have a good number of students who are first-time college students, first-generation college students, what we call Pell eligible, a federal distinction for support and grant and aid. And we have one of, I think, the best enviable support services throughout advising that's tailored to those students. You know, I remember as a first-generation college student, I had older brother and sisters who had gone to college, but my parents did not. And I remember receiving something in the mail in the summer from my institution, and it talked about, you know, in order to take this course, you have to have a prerequisite. And that was a jargon term that I had never heard in my life. I'm like, what is a prerequisite? And my sibling had to say, I think what this means, because she was somewhat unclear herself as a first generation college student. So I think it's this kind of interpretive role that we play on the campuses through either our summer bridge program, where we ask students to come in the summer for a couple of weeks to kind of get acclimated and oriented in a more specific, unique way. Whether it is we have EOP, you know, advising.
EOP standing for?
This is the Educational Opportunity Program, EOP.
Okay.
And that's a pretty standard kind of office in a lot of our college campuses specifically for first-generation students. And we feel strongly that if we admit you to our institution, then it is our responsibility to make sure you are successful. And so what we're seeing in at Sonoma and other places like the other CSUs is considered effort to provide these service targeting specifically with those students. And then we are seeing an uptick in graduation rates and that kind of thing.